I'm going to check them out and, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm thrilled about blah, blah, you know. And I'll write and let you know how I get on with them. And, you know. I just couldn't understand it because I was into pipes and I was just so enthusiastic. I thought he would be even saying like, oh yeah, thanks very much, like, and I'd pick it up from the tone of his voice that he's not that interested, but, you know.
But he did say, Michael, he wanted somebody who would play them, was interested in them.
But I cleaned them up and brought them over to Matt, showed them to my, I was very friendly with Leon Rose, showed them to Leon, and Leon said, would I see this person that he called out 2 days after I showed them to Leon? I think it's a brother-in-law of Leon, who's in the museum. He came out and said, would you sell them to us? And I said, no, like, I'm never going to, these are, you know, I was just, it was all too new, too fresh, there's no way. So he said, would you swap them for 2 Rosen sets? I said, no. Would you swap them for 1 Rosen set and money? No. Would you sell them to us, £1,000? I said, no. And, fair enough, you know, some
sound. I didn't hear that
one. I think there's about 7 or 8 sets in the museum.
Back in Holland,
different types of sets, but you know. Yeah. And we got in, had a look at them in 76, 77, but they're not really on display, you know. They're in a back room.
Yeah.
We're trying to get permission to go again. Take more measurements. But now, what your set now is more unique and more special than any of them.
Well, yes. Well, our own number, you see, was down, you know, it would be in the 20s.
Yeah.
And he knew, of course, up, it was a loft in Lord Hatchell's, it was a huge house.
Yeah.
It was an enormous big house.
Right.
And there was a big loft. And on the loft, there was this pipes.
Right.
Now, I think that the bag and all had gone off. There was nothing right there.
Ah, sure, okay. The body of the
body. Yeah. And all that was all there. So, Dick gathered them up and he brought them home up to Bedford. He was down at the sports, you see, at this time. And he went up and he got these pipes and he brought them home. And he done them up. He put them back, and he took them down 1 year, and they had given them as 300 years of age. He had, and 300 years of age is what they put down on the paper, and he had these pipes that he was going to play in. So a black, what was the ebony or African black wood?
Yeah, yeah.
That they were all black. Yeah. Anyway, but as far as I can remember seeing it.
Sure.
And I think there was 4 regulators on it also.
Well, the way my understanding of it is that every example that is known about before your set has no regulators at all. No, they were, and they're actually more like pastoral pipes.
Yeah,
they call them pastoral pipes. They're different. They're a bit like lowland highland pipes. So. But your set now will be the first of. No, that's known to be, you know, like ill pipes.
Yeah.
Because it's got the normal construction of a chanter with 2 scales.
Yeah.
It's got, the drones have been very hard to gauge because they slowly evolve, but it didn't change that much.
No.
But, and the regulator is like a modern regulator.
Yeah.
That's the first. And the other thing that makes your set very, very early is that he set the regulator into the same plug as the drones.
Yeah.
So, and then there's a hollow chamber behind that. So all the reeds were sitting in the one chamber.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we think James Canah found out and changed is that a double reed, like in the regulator, doesn't work very well when it's in the same chamber as single tone drone reeds. So if you put them all in the same chamber, you get a problem.
Yeah.
And it was sometime around 1780 And you'll see it, the picture of, it looks very like your set, but the regulator's actually set outside the stop.
Yeah.
It's on that CD.
Yeah.
And they reckon that that makes it later, because he obviously figured out this doesn't work too well, so he put it separate.
Yeah.
And it was only later on that they began to put tubes, and I think it was his son, Timothy, that put tubes inside the chamber to keep the regulator reed separate from the drum reed.
Yes.
And then, of course, they start putting two regulators on. And it's all, you're out to kind of 1830, 1820, 1830 for the earliest examples of sets with three regulators on. So it was all slowly evolving, you know.
So then this one would be as old as this had adapted.
Ah, no, I don't think there was any ill pipes 300 years ago.
Well, I'm not right, I don't know.
Well, sorry, no, I beg your pardon.
He brought the fact down that he did. 300
years ago. But it's very hard to, I mean, it's very hard to guess. We're guessing now, you know.
Yes.
So I would say that your set is the earliest set on record that anyone has ever heard of.
Yeah, well, it could be quite possible.
And it's very unlikely that there was such a thing as union pipes or inner pipes before 1750. Very unlikely.
Yeah.
Because they've been trawling through newspapers and things and looking for, you know, so they're saying, well, James Cannat almost certainly made pastoral pipes. And he was one of the people who was involved in the actual evolution of, you know, from pastoral pipes to inner pipes. So.
There you are. Well, that's all that I knew about it now. And he brought them down and he played them interest in it.
Yeah.
After he getting the bloody pipes.
Right.
And that was what they said at that time. And they put it on the paper even if it was more than 300 years ago. Now, you see, I didn't know nothing.
Sure.
I didn't know anything.
Ah, yeah.
Sure.
I mean, it's. You know, people say things, you know, and whatever, you know. It doesn't necessarily stand up, you know.
Sure. Publicity.
It's a story and a publicity thing, you know.
Well, I remember using them.
Yeah.
When he came back, I remember using them in the schools.
Would these have been a flat set? Would they have been very low pitched?
No, I wouldn't be able to tell you that.
You're not sure?
I was quite young at that time.
Would you have been aware of different pitches and things like that?
Not really.
No. That's an interesting thing about your set as well. It's in the key of D.
Yeah.
In or around D, maybe even slightly sharp of D, but at least that's what they reckon. But the reference pitches were all different over the years. Like, it's only in the last 100 years that the standard orchestral reference pitch A440 that has come into general use, you know.
Yeah.
So all the old sets of pipes are all kind of they're set in pitches that we're not too clear about now.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of went from 17, the ones in the 1700s, early 1800s, were nearly all pitched in D.
Yeah.
And then suddenly from 1820, 30 on, you find that an awful lot of the sets of pipes are pitched in D. Much longer, you know, like 18-inch chanters.
Yeah.
And it's kind of come back around again then when the tailors put things back into a wider bore D, you know.
And the tailor makes
well, it depends what you're used to, what you like, you know. Like the chanter that I have, I think, is one of the best chanters I've ever had in my hands, you know. But you know, I've had some tailors in my hands that. I wouldn't favour as much, I would say, you know.
That was that. Well, no, I have a chanter here as well. I got it from Ned Mayne. I got it for half a crown.
Is that the one that Jonathan's playing?
No. It's a grand old line pipe.
Oh, sorry, I saw that one. Yeah, yeah.
No, it's a...
You
showed me that one, yeah.
I put a bit of pitch into the top of it. You see, he was a plain piper, and when he wasn't there, but these were the people now that knew him and watched him.
Yeah.
And he was always walking his thumb back and forth across.
Don't go serving up at the
top. We're having a cup of tea, Rick, just a few sandwiches now.
Ah, true.
Not
sure. You see,
he'll bring you another few rides.
On the back
thank
team.
You very much.
And he cut it away into the settle. So as the judge at Murray told me, he said, it was false. That the jumper was false, you see. Well, that was because it was gone, the D was false.
Okay, yeah.
But I tried to build it up anyway, and I don't
know. Well, Jonathan showed me a chanter that you made.
I did, I
don't
get
that. Jane, it's my chanter. Oh, Jane, yeah.
I think I had a reading that too. I made a reading.
Well, I'm not so. I'd be surprised if you didn't. I'd be surprised if you weren't playing it.
I didn't know. No, I knew nothing about making a reed, there was in a box.
Right.
A lot of old bits and pieces.
Yeah.
And there was bits of thrones and those models.
Yeah.
And didn't I get old reeds it was in it? And I took it for something.
Yeah.
Copied
and you worked it out from that?
I got a piece of
that's been very
I just don't want to. That's the one there.
Sorry, can I do anything there to help you?
I had a
have a look at this one. It's pretty, pretty good.
Four.
Well,
and,
no.
And I put a read in it, I just gave it a test. It sounds great.
Well, I don't know whether it's a travel.
Oh, right. Yeah. What kind of wood was that now, do you know?
It's box.
Box.
Box. It's a piece of box. That's a roast and practice.
Oh, gee, yeah. That's sharp or something, is it?
See, that came down from a hole. And I made a one, that's the one I copied off that, but that's an autograph book that is only ordinary.
It's like green
herb or something. I don't know, it's a bone. That's a double piece of a bone over a hole.
Wow.
I had fitness on that.
You don't pay the price to me. Oh, indeed, I don't. No. I've no interest in them whatsoever. None.
I
wish I did for my sake, but I don't have any interest at all. And I mean, every time I get into the car, the first thing you turn the key, everything comes on as the pipe.
The man took it away, he took the money,
the finger goes in and out comes the tape and on goes the radio.
Always
happen here, but loud.
Have you ever heard mention of a...
Trondetta.
Oh, I see. You want to talk to
her? I think you could be one of the last
Oh, I see. All right. Okay, go on.
No, I never met you over there, Ben. You could do the same thing.
It was Noel Carberry's daughter.
Oh, her second.
The Noel Carberry's grandson is there in pipes now.
Do you know where you're going tonight now?
You missed your vacation, you're making
yeah,
some
fine
stuff
here. Well, that would have been one of the
more.
Sure, I'm just
leaving
back to you.
Everybody, see, I had to go in today.
Only a centre?
Only a centre, that's
all. Oh, you know,
I know.
I
suppose we'd get there in about 2 hours.
So.
I'd say you would.
This is Peter Brown.
Probably should go back there to Edward.
This is the blind man. I've been asked.
And then take that. Then that bring you back onto the main road, wouldn't it? Onto the main, Longford.
I believe that.
And go on the main road. Then I think that'd be the best way to do it.
We're
looking at the map and the top of the wood.
Yeah.
Straight.
Yeah.
Let's look at the map.
Peter Brown.
I know
they
rolled out.
This is from the Kilmurries now that I heard it.
I
said that they went to the house and this lady got an injection for something.
A friend now lived in Westport.
And in a year ago.
A Westport.
So
yeah.
Westport is lovely.
Yeah.
I went there and helped the girls on our weekend away. They had a weekend away every year.
The
whole of us with our three friends.
And all like that.
So we go for a weekend.
And you see, that's the way you
get the penny.
It was coming up further back than that.
So that's where
we have a great time.
You have that chapter.
Yeah, you know, and we do it every week. And every week we put
a
few pounds away. Somebody gives the fresh one,
really.
Every week we put a few pounds away. And then when we have enough, we decide to get up and go away for our weekend.
Good idea.
So it doesn't really cost us. That much.
Yeah, you don't
really. You don't notice it when you just.
That's a common enough thing.
Yeah.
That breaks there, you know.
Yeah,
it's
a weak
spot
and
it gets any.
It's sold up in Dublin.
That's the weakest part, isn't it?
One board, then he cut away all the edges, whatever. So it was slightly triangular shape on the front, right? But flat sides back and front. Poured out the finger holes. And then he said, so what do you think? So I said, gee, this is amazing, you know. Like, will it play? So he read into it, put on a square head, and
it
didn't play very well, but it played. So opened up the binding, took the front off it, and scraped out inside, scraped out inside, until eventually they
have
perfect.
Have grown up.
And then you
kill
the front
lock.
So anyway, I had it at home for a year or two. And I put
Dina
it in the lathe, and I rounded it off, and put a ferrule on the end. So when I'm going out to a session, so I'd say to Alison, what do you think of this chapter?
And my son, like Gary, he was in London for 3 years, finished off college there.
He's very
bad.
You look at the bottom of it, you can see it's square.
Doesn't want constriction.
It's not round inside.
He really wants to get out of his zone. So there's no problem there. I don't feel like I'm going to leave him.
No,
do you know what I mean? It's only a matter of months before he leaves.
There's another
thing.
I don't have the habit of
they're done for it. I just feel like
I don't
you always worry about them, but like
you
to take care of themselves. I might see more of them down the country than I do when I'm up there. Oh God, these get some drop and pipes they never catch.
You're still recording. Well, I don't know, hope that Diane isn't used to doing it though. Recording.
It's definitely not recording. It's a lockdown in here. You'll have to edit out of it, I think. Now hold it.
Few
years to come, now don't be holding this against me.
Next time I might have to buy something. Rewind to that part about
the...
Yeah. You'd probably edit that out. I'll have to be run to you for evidence.
No, I'm not.
And he starts to look out. Is that it? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I thought you were at it longer than that. I think last night.
Can you throw any light on that for me now? What is it? Or would you know what you mean? That came out with me, you know, along with this. What would it ever be used?
You take tea, you've always doing gifts.
I was one of you.
Thank you very much. Are you going to have a coffee yourself?
I gave up all dairy products. I don't drink milk, I use buttermilk, and this is what helped me give up dairy products.
But then I went back on them a little bit, but I don't overdo it. I don't do cheese, I do make something, hints, things like that. I sometimes see it on an old read, Robert Reed's, that Jim Morton has. It's terrible, it'd be from about 18 or 14 maybe.
Dick made it himself, made for them pipes.
Yeah.
He done them up, you see.
Right.
For the brother.
Yeah. I must get a photograph of you with the pipes on you, if you wouldn't mind, before I go off. The name Martin Pork rings a bell, all right. Martin Pork isn't really ringing a bell with me, properly. Mark Kiernan would have been up in Cabra, which is only about half a mile from Pittsburgh. Martin, I think you're probably right, it's just, I get a bit fuzzy in the memory, thinking back, do you think, was he there maybe in the 70s or
Oh, he would have been far, far back. You could go back, yeah. You
go back into the
50s maybe.
Like
that kind of time.
Oh, go back into the 30s.
Oh, 30s. Oh, okay.
Could be the 30s.
A day or two before we go down, go on the next trip.
Made a place for you, Dr. Murray.
And would they be a concert pit set there or a
direct? The people that have bought our house will want to move in and we'll have no place.
Sure, they wouldn't manage the regulators on them.
Well, we
the claim that the stop was
too long.
Too long.
That's the only thing.
That's ringing a few bells.
They've sold their own house.
Yeah, but that's a common complaint because obviously, like, if you're used to sitting with the pipes down on you,
yeah,
don't mean
goes according to plan.
Like, the regulators are too far down.
Yeah, well, he couldn't get down to them.
Yeah, that's why a lot of with flat sets now, an awful lot of fellas put a strap over their shoulder.
They were doing the right thing.
Like Ennis, this was Ennis's thing. Like, he did this when he wanted to hit the bottom, you know.
And
the whole thing over the shoulder. Yeah, he just did this. You see Ennis playing like this.
You know, I know I'm a country girl.
Go like this, you know. And of course, pulls the whole set open.
On either side of you.
Yeah, all right, used to have it.
Yeah, I have great.
For his pipes, he used to have a box. He had a box and a paper wrapped.
Yeah, you know, we go out together.
And he used to be
a little bit
of a drink. Oh,
about 3 inches.
Yeah.
Oh,
but anyway,
on the right foot.
I have to get the right foot down.
Yeah. And I've seen him because a stepbrother of mine used to be along with him, and he used to come out along with him. This was, of course, this was back, but it was terrible heat. It used to be terrible heat.
Yeah.
It was in summer. And he used to carry the box out for him and put it down for him to put his foot out. And then he had a fan.
Oh, to keep us all cool.
Yeah,
cool
as air.
Comes from a tiny village to a very large village now at this stage.
Sweet.
Sorry, no problem. No, it's all right.
Did you want to hear the rest of it?
Oh, I do, absolutely. Yeah.
No, well, you see, the Majors lived on one side of the lake, and then the Lack village was on the other side.
Right.
Now, you had to be a traveller for to get a drink. You see, it was something.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
So they used to do what they used to do then, a lot of them would go down and they get on the boat and they cross over the lake and up the river from the lake.
Right.
To one the left and they'd have a few jars there to come home.
So an out traveler.
Now they're
you're a traveler there, you see, because it'd be miles to go around the road.
Yeah.
So anyway, they went over this evening and Larry Major was on it, and he had two daughters on it as well.
Right.
And there was a few lads that went for to have a drink. And he had the pipes on, he was playing. And when they were coming back, you see, in the lake there was a shallow part coming into a little lake, as it was. It was in on the edge of the water lake. And there was a shallow part, and if there was too many on the boat, he used to walk in. Get one of them to get out of the walk in there.
Sure,
make it late.
Yeah.
So they could bring in the boat. So when they were coming back, they were opposed a bit anyway, and there was one man on it, and he got a bit bragging about it. He got his few drinks in. And they were arguing about where to pull in to get in through the reeds, the little lake.
Right.
And they were arguing about it. So anyway, he said, "What the hell would you send the boat in? Is ain't going to walk in from here," he says. And he said, "How many of you?" He stepped down the tool, you see. And so he was out in deep water.
Yeah.
And didn't he turn over the boat on them? And the lot of them. And Larry had the pipes on him where he was playing. So he swam out with one of the daughters. And of course, the drones fell off.
Right.
At the pipes. And of course, this part, the ballast and the rest of the pipes was dropped on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course they stayed on it. So he came in and he left the daughter in on
well, where she was over the water.
Yeah.
So he went back out again, and when he went back out to the place where the boat was, the other child was standing on top of her head drunk in the lee.
Oh,
after the other daughter, she was drunk.
Oh, so what's your meeting?
Oh, she was drunk. That was Larry's.
His daughter?
Yeah, his daughter. Larry's. Oh, Larry's daughter.
Oh, God.
He'd be a sister of Richard, all right.
Yeah.
She'd have been a sister of Orion's. Well, Len was a son of Larry's, I see. So anyway, that's what happened. The rest of them got over. He was drowned too. The man that turned it over, he was drowned there as well.
So two of them were drowned?
The two of them were drowned. And it's on the 15th, or the 15th of August, 1870.
There's an account of that on the thing.
Huh?
On the thing
so, the drones fell off, and apparently this baritone drone fell off anyway. And that's the one that's
slightly darker.
Well, Larry, any chance that he got, he was down to the lake of the boat and over the boat, searching for it, see, around the boat. But lo and behold, didn't he find it? And didn't he see where it was standing? You see, the brass brought it down in the mud, and it was standing, the wood part came up. And it was standing now upright in the bottom of the lake.
Yeah.
And he seen it. And there was a man, I knew him, but he was an old man, and he was an invalid. And I knew him, and he was a very old man.
Sure.
And this man went out with him on the boat. And he undressed anyway, and he got out of the boat. And he hung out of the tail of the boat, you see, with his hands.
Oh, yeah.
And he got down his feet down into it. And didn't he get that between his big toe and and he lifted it up to him. So the 3 years at the bottom of the week, that's why it's discoloured.
Yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to be only three weeks, but you know that it was.
Yeah.
Three years. It was first of the went to.
And the A drone, the top of the A drone, did that go the same?
No. That got lost here. In the oil house here, because where I had it, where it was outside there, it was apparently it came off an animal.
Yeah,
an A drone and a D. So that's the history of it.
Well, look,
John has
a new one,
so he's
surnamed.